USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Biden has signaled that he's willing to move ahead on COVID relief without Republicans. He's urging immediate action on his $1.9 trillion relief plan.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
President Biden spoke before leaving for Walter Reed Hospital, where he met with wounded soldiers and toured the hospital's vaccination site. The body of U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died from injuries in the storming of the Capitol, will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. House Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Schumer announced late Friday. Officer Sicknick was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher by the mob. He's the third U.S. Capitol Police Officer to lie in state at the Capitol, an honor typically reserved for government leaders. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Could the U.S. slap Russia with sanctions for the poisoning and imprisonment of opposition leader Alexei Navalny?
The new Biden administration is looking over the tense situation with Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming that President Biden called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to release Alexei Navalny.
As we have publicly, as our team has repeatedly called for through the course of the last several weeks. In terms of the specifics of the conversation, I don't have any more details for you on that.
Additionally, Biden raised the issue of a recent cyber attack on U.S. companies and government entities. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The brother and several allies of Navalny were ordered under house arrest for 2 months by a court in Moscow on Friday. His supporters have called for rallies again on Sunday and are demanding his release. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets last weekend. Jail cells have been in short supply due to the mass arrests. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Calls are growing for federal regulators to step in to address the wild ride on Wall Street of late. Several trading platforms limited trades with GameStop this week after its stock went up 1,600% in the past 3 weeks. GameStop shares were up nearly 65% or $127 on Friday to $325 per share. The Securities and Exchange Commission says it's carefully monitoring the situation. The S&P 500 ended its worst week in 3 months, down 73 points on the day to 3714, off 3.2% for the week. The Dow lost over 620 points to close at 29,982. NASDAQ fell 266 to 13,070. Analysts predict a significant drop in Valentine's Day spending. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.